First, thank you to all the people present. I'm very glad to be here to present the current status of macOS 10 port of OpenOffice.org. And I will start with the first image from Ben Bois. He's a French guy. This is a very, very realistic image. So first, a summary, a short introduction. After, I will talk about other tasks we achieved since last year, because we work for several things in the same time, and this is not very easy to manage. Of course, I will present the native port and present a demo too. After this demo, I will show you the to-do and roadmap, but not completely the roadmap. I prefer stay prudent with the roadmap and just give you the link. We will update regularly. Present you the native version. After, I will talk about to-do and roadmap. Present important Mac porting project objectives, because there is a real dynamic inside this project. And I will finish with thanks, because a lot of people are involved in this port, and without them, nothing will happen. A short introduction about me. I am professor of applied physics. I'm not a coder in the real life. I just do that because I'm interested to contribute, to pay my license. And I'm developer for Francophone OpenOffice.org project and a porting project colleague since last year. A brief history. The first working version of OpenOffice.org 2.0 was officially announced in January 2005. This version of OpenOffice.org uses X11. It's not a real macOS 10 application, that's true, and does not respect Aqua Human Interface guidelines. Does not include some features like drag and drop and several others. This is very important for Mac users. We have problems. I can show you shortly what I mean. Example give, when you use OpenOffice.org, this is the X11 version you see. Menus are inside the window. Of course, we have complete menus, but they are inside the window. This is not what Mac user expects. They want the classical menu bar and everything depending on the context on this menu bar. So this is the first important point we cannot solve using X11 only. Another thing, when we want to open a file, we don't use a native file picker. This is OpenOffice.org file picker, and this is not, it does not respect, one more time, Aqua Human Interface guidelines. Not good, second bad point. And if you have a look at the controls, the scroll bar, the buttons are not native, like with Aqua design, Aqua look. Another bad point. The correct menu looks like this one. When you want to open a file, the correct file picker is this one. Different. You can, you have several ways for display the folders and files. And when you want to open again a file, or when you want to search a new file, the next time you use the file picker, you will stay at the same place. This is not true with our file picker, with OpenOffice.org file picker. Another bad point. Has been proposed to stop using X11 server, X server, this is its name, coming from Unix world. And we first should schedulate that after 2.0 version, but more in the reality, we did that after 2.x scheduling version. It has been proposed to use Apple API, no X11, and to respect AquaHuman interface guidelines. Of course, it will be progressive integration of AquaHuman interface guidelines. You cannot do that in one step. MacPort is not only native port. Native port is development part, and we have stable part of porting project, Mac porting project. We first, since April, decided to change architecture for Intel, we had to complete the Mac Intel port. 4 months of work. It was since January 2006. Of course, we maybe it could work before, but we had not the right to announce it because Intel machines were not existing before. For Mac OS, at least. Mac Intel port is available for both PowerPC and Intel in two separate binaries. There is no universal binaries because maybe a day, but not actually. This is not our priority. And Mac Intel port is official since 2.0.3 version using X11. Other important task we had were to improve X11 version because a lot of features were missing, like use Apple system font, use fondue, and more recently use a system folder containing Apple 3-type font. And since 2.0.4, the coming 2.0.4, all these fonts will be available, all TrueType fonts, not the complete possibility. We use cups now, very important change, because we don't have to configure printer anymore. We simply use what is made inside Apple configuration. Yes. And several bug fixes, of course, because from time to time we find new bugs, and there is some work to fix them. The most recent one we have to fix, and we are still working on, Oliver Brown is working on AFP file system. There is a severe bug with that, and a fix will shortly come, I think. The reason of the bug is found now. The solution has to be written. Native port now. Stop using X server for future version after 2.x scheduling. It works. We can start OpenOffice.org without use X server. First, we had to build without X11 headers. This means a lot of fix in the build, and a build OpenOffice.org on Mac OS X is not so simple. A lot of work had to be done for that. Next was to start OpenOffice.org on Mac OS X without X11. Not the same work. And now it works since early August 2006, in fact. we used a toy in SVDEM, in a part of sources, to display a window, to display buttons, to display some several things, to trace lines, to trace rectangle, to trace a lot of things, because we had to verify everything before to start before it makes sense to start OpenOffice.org. We were not sure everything was working, and that's not really the case. We have several things to complete. A lot of methods are not implemented for fonts, example. Several methods for redrawing, you will see a big bug, but we are in a good shape to achieve. Use Apple API. This is work in progress. We have chosen Carbon API. Respect Aqua Human Interface Guideline. Actually, there is work in progress for implement native font server. This work is not finished, but works a bit. I can see. Implement native control. This is work in progress too. Pierre de Philippis and me are working, and the work has been started by Christian Lipka. A very good work, and now we try to complete his work. Implement native file picker. Maybe if you want more information, you could ask Pavel Janik. He did most of the work. This is not finished, but it already works. Implement complete Apple keyboard. There are several problems, several issues, several bugs remaining with Apple keyboard. Other tasks have been only scheduled because of the lack of resources. Implement native printing. We need the coders. If you are interested with C++ and Carbon API, you are welcome. Native spell checker has to be implemented to drag and drop is fully missing now. So we have a lot of work for that. Video and sound player using QuickTime, not Qt from Linux, KDF. And now a little demo of native version. So I have to stop the X11, of course. Several screens were open, I think. Yes. Will reopen later. And of course, and I quit X11. Are you sure? Maybe something is remaining. No problem. Quit. No more X11 is working. Now I can start native version. As you can see on the window, there is no more X on the window. This is a sign. X11 is not. I have modified the color to show this is not the same. And we now have native version running. So as you can see, there is a little problem with redrawing because we have to resize the window to see the content every time we modify, except with maybe impress and draw, because the canvas is different, a bit different. We can see fonts. We don't use FontView and extract fonts. We have some sort of scroll bar native. This is not complete work. We have some work to do. Of course, we have the awful blue control. So this. It is not complete. We have several controls already working, but not all. We can open several everything, mainly everything. We can open calc, example here. And calc does not working, does not work. This is we have not really the time to investigate more, but calc does not work really because probably some redrawing issue. But other parts are really working well, like presentation. Presentation, we can create presentation. Yes. Some control, some native control are already present, as you can see. We can choose choose the background, example give, and complete the and create the presentation. It's a bit slow maybe because some symbols are present. I built some parts using this is my own build. And I'm in I have closed. Does anyone know when how we can have the left window with maybe I modified something? I have the okay. Yes. I'm not sure. Yes, I've modified something, but I'm not a good user. another part should be on left hand with
affichage.
Yes, of course. I forgot to show you the menus are now native. This is very very important.
If you drag this DR force window here, if you select it there and drag it to the left, top left, it should go to the left side. If you want to close it.
I want to open the left part. When we see the
you have the left part, it's the big thing in the lower left. You just have to move it to the left top.
Yes, can you I don't know how to show, I'm sorry. I'm a very bad user of sorry.
You're not alone.
This is right control. Use it's middle. Wrong. Use middle. Okay,
is this the left button?
Yes.
Yeah, well, probably that's.
maybe close, and it will go.
Where is view?
View affichage. Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot to change the.
Is it? Ah, is it mask the diapo?
Volé diapo.
Yeah. C'est masque de diapo?
Yeah. Non, volé diapo.
Volé diapo. Mais comment on le fait? Control.
Tu appuies sur Control, tu double cliques sur la partie grise.
La partie grise.
It works with drag and drop, but probably it's a problem with
flash.
It's back.
Well, we have a private joke in France about the EDF guys from the electricity. You know how many people from this company do you need, for example, to change a bulb, light bulbs? In fact, it's 3. One going and changing it, and two looking at him. It's quite the same for it.
Okay.
We have Federate here.
Plus.
People drive it, and on about 20 look at it.
This is native version? It works. I can show you several things, okay, prospectus, diapo, plan, you can use it really, right. Of course you can fill it with canvas, draw something, okay, but it's very annoying. I know what I will do, I will sheet by. That's a good one.
Well, don't you just leave it there? You don't.
Yeah, that's
it. I don't understand. I needed to show something. Okay. Okay, draw. I can show you draw working. I will insert something interesting. I have tested volumes. Yes, I can change, modify the color. Example, give change for whatever red, etc. I can draw something else, and I can modify everything. I can fill with something else. I can use some different motif, of course. I can dispose on back. Okay. And, I can. A lot of things are already working. This is very surprising. And I'm very serious. The time between we started OpenOffice.org with native version and now is not very long. It was mainly working without do anything. This is very important. This means the work we did, because we rewrited a lot of things into VCL. In my humble opinion, was very good work, because if something was wrong, we wouldn't have anything working at all, really, because everything we have to draw uses VCL, and if something is really wrong in VCL, nothing works at all. Of course, there are several remaining bugs, because a lot of work is still to do. I could show you some other features, but maybe if you want to see more, we could continue later, and I will remove every user configuration and reinstall correctly. No problem. I will close. Redrawing always. The left part was not redrawn. We have issues with keyboard. I will show you when we try to enter text, the character is repeated a lot of times, because we cannot detect after a character. This is maybe something not important, but this is very difficult to analyze. So we need important resources or very specialized people to find the bug, to analyze and solve this bug. I will show you. Yes, I enter D, and a lot of the load is growing. We can there is a loop, something like Yes, and we draw a lot of G. This is not correct. But we don't lie. We show you what exactly we have today. Not exactly. We have things not included.
Maybe the
we are close. Yes, more and more. 300 with GDB. Something like 300 times.
It's not a problem with keyboard, it's a problem with multi-line text layout, so you do not have to keep them together, so they're one line first. And the other part of this problem is that we can't detect the position of the cursor right now. So we have some problems to deal with.
We can. We have no cursor because when we. This is easy to see. When we will save as, we can write enter text. Please. Yes, we can enter text. Ah. Sorry. Yes, I will redo. I have tested 10 times at least, and the next one was the presentation. Okay. Well, Murphy's Law. State of art, excepted maybe the file picker I didn't show you, maybe some controls now, because Now, what we have to do, as you can see, there are several bugs to fix. This is a very promising work in progress. A lot of features are already available, and we have to analyze exactly what does not work. Of course, nativation is currently not available for users, as you can imagine. Current important issues are redrawing, we have to refresh what is displayed. It does not work correctly, so this is architecture. We have to rewrite something in design to fix that. This is important work. Fonts too are important work with multi-line layout. Multi-lines layout. Events sometimes are not fixed. We have some crashes because event loops need some work. Keyboard too, but because just using GDB, when I try Control plus N, I have some garbage, and this is not normal. And some other combination gives something strange. I got an AZERTY keyboard, this keyboard is seen as an QWERTY, but this is maybe something harmless, not very. To do, we have to complete the design, review the code, fix bugs, and include the code in head. But this is a middle and long term project. Just a short description of what has to be done. The roadmap, we regularly update the roadmap, but currently there is one, you can have a look. This is an estimation we did in our meetings. We have weekly meetings, and we discuss a lot about problem, issues, news, and everything we change. Now, something important, we have objectives. This project is very dynamic. Nothing would have been done without all the dynamic we have in this project. Since some time we have a lot of documentation, of new documentation, and complete and very precise documentation about the code. We have regular meetings. We try to share the work. To communicate, to be visible, to be present at important events, and this is very, very important for the project. And we define objectives. I will present this one. The first one is find. We have to find resources, of course. When we go somewhere, we need to take a plan. We need to have some money, because we are all volunteers. We don't ask money. We don't want to be paid for our work, but we don't want to pay for it. Maybe have some money for expenses, just for the travel, just for some something. This is a very complicated question. I have no answer, but I want to search solutions, correct solutions, community solutions. Find new developers. If you are developers, if you want to come and help us, you are welcome. Mainly coder with good Carbon API knowledge are very, very welcome. We have to improve the code documentation on the wiki. We use mainly the wiki for documentation now, and we complete. We have daily new entries. This is explosive documentation. Every day we write something new. This is very surprising. And a main point of Mark Porty. Really a main point. This is our main point. Visibility, thanks to Sean McDonald. Where is he? And several other people who are doing FIPA, Philip Molkan, maybe not present. They help us to implement a new design on our site, on our website. And the last point of visibility is be present at important Mac events. I was on WWDC in San Francisco, and this was I found some very specialized Apple engineers who helped us to solve, for example, our event loop issue. I found some code and information. We were visible. I met some user interface specialized in engineers, and they helped us a lot to define our project. This is our project, not my project, but our project. This is a community project. Be accessible. If you are interested, if you are a developer but don't know how to contact us, you have several ways. First, use IRC. Often developers use IRC. You can directly find us daily and night and day on oo.markport channel. We are doing weekly meetings. See URL. Sorry, I have not the URL. And if you want to note it, I can. You sure will find it on our site. And you can, the last way is important, to use mailing list. But in any case, you are welcome. For every case, you are welcome. We need developers. We need help. We need to make a really alive project, to maintain this project alive. And developers are welcome. Another point I'm trying to develop is meet us and work together. Weekly ERC meetings was already in the previous point, but organize annual Mark Porter meetings. The last one we did was in Hamburg, and meet us and discuss and pass 2 days together and work on workshops or something like that is very, very important. We come, we search bugs, we can really make serious work, because mailing list is not synchronous work, this is asynchronous work. When we are on IRC, this is synchronous work, this is different type of work. But we are everywhere, and when I work with Pierre de Philippis, example give, he's currently in the States, and there is a gift with hours. 6 hours is important. When I'm eating, he's sleeping. When I'm not very easy to be together and work exactly together. And I have to stay very late in the night to work with him most of the time. This is not very easy. And when we meet us in the same time, at the same hour, with same objective, this is another type of work. And very, very important work for my part. Of course, respect what Mac user expects. Provide a real Mac OS X application. And respect Aqua Human Interface Guidelines. This is the rule on Mac OS X. We cannot do differently. Many thanks to the community. Without the community, nothing will exist. The Mac team, it's very difficult to write a list. Because this list is growing, is moving sometimes. And I can say between 10 and 12 people are regularly involved since sometimes, including developers, but not only builders, QA testers, advanced users who can do debug sometimes or help us or give us precise information to help on debug. And see you soon, French. The URL is gone. Don't know why. For a lot of reasons, of course. Unnamed, this is a joke. Unnamed on unnamed behalf. And Ben Bois for the image on the first page. I use his image for my inspiration. I think this is very precise image of the current work. Okay. Thank you very much. Excuse me for my bad English. I do my best. Maybe you have some questions or want to, yes?
So aside from developer resources, what are your big roadblocks at this point? What are your big problems at this point? What do you need to work on aside from the developer?
Our big problem was to learn first the Carbon API. I'm not sure to have understood your question.
Okay, well, it sounded like you were trying to answer it. Yeah.
Yes. We had several problems because I can show you, I can complete my explanation with just let me. I will show you something. Something graphical. I think I have some sources from openoffice.org. Yes. When you want to change for native port, first X11 version was using this directory, Unix. Does contain everything, and when we build, when we are building using xlib.h, everything is inside. Inside you can find GTK or KDE, other resources, other only Unix resources. But we have to build this one, and we started with an old version. In this version, you have include, something generic, and just for Aqua, and sources. Inside sources, you have subdirectories, app, everything, application, GDI, everything, a graphical display interface, source, old directory, and alien, and window. Window, everything, that frame, menu, object, etc. And maybe some patch. This the rule is in VTL you have non-dependent architecture part in a generic part, a lib with a lot of classes, virtual classes, empty boxes, and we really implement everything in the architecture dependent part here Aqua. And we have to bind with Carbon API and define everything about how tell the operating system we want to draw a window, we want to define something working, and we have to bind with Carbon API. It was a very very difficult part of the board to understand and start something, and the first people who did the a very important work were Stefan Schaeffer and Tino Rashwi and Florian Eckel here. These three people did a very, very important work because it was the beginning. The first time we could display a window, it was very hard work. And which function use what in the complete, this is an enormous API. It was our first and important problem. Another problem was solved by Pavel Janik about menus. Menus, one more time, we used Stefan Schaeffer documentation. He wrote something very, very interesting. And after, more time goes, more we understand everything, more we can discuss about, more we can write documentation, explain how we did, what was our problem. The last important remaining, but I'm sure we will have several others, was the event loop. Event loop. It was not possible to intercept events correctly with the first try we did. We had an openoffice.org window, but when we tried to click on it, the events were not received because our event loop was not correctly defined and implemented. I think maybe I have answered.
Okay.
I think one of the main problems is to find many different tools and to keep the pace even faster and faster. So, but by having first future versions of product, it gets also easier to find people and get them motivated, because if you are working in the dark and not even a window is drawing, then to have people working on that thing is rather hard. But now it's getting a bit better.
So are we ready to start encouraging new Mac developers to come to the project? Are we at that point where we want to actively go and sort of evangelize this?
Yes, there's also, we can encourage new developers every time. I think right now we are in a situation where we can accept new people, but I think we should wait a bit before our build programs are stabilized, because building native version is not that easy as it looks when Eric's presented. So it's actually hard to. We still have to do not native version porting, but build related
just
get it
to give an example. Before starting writing my first line of code, I spent 3 weeks just to have a build. So it's quite a lot of loss of time, and it makes the barrier to enter the team rather high.
Yes, but the first time I arrived to build OpenOffice.org 2.0, I need 6 months.
That's
it.
Okay. So,
this is historical.
But if you're saying we should wait a little bit, I guess one of the IRC chats that I was involved in earlier in the year, the map coding project was looking to improve the documentation and make that to a point where as a new developer if I was coming to the project, there was sort of
sometimes still at this point we would like more people to come.
Yes. Pierre de Philippis, who worked for us for the Google Summer of Code, didn't provide too much code while he was while the Summer of Code, because he had to learn how build, he had to learn how it works, where find information, whom ask, what do, and this is very difficult to teach, and needs a lot of time to teach someone how build. And after be productive.
So would it be beneficial to have somebody like that who comes to the project for the first time actually document so that it makes it easier for the next person that comes to the project?
In fact, it's the experimental programmers that do that job. Without that, they never have been able to do anything, for example. And I've been eating this time as a more experimented person. And that's time he should have spent in programming, just to help me. So we also have this problem when new people come, they have to learn a lot of things, and it they get helped a lot, but it takes time to help them.
Right. So what I'm saying is, is it worth spending time documenting that so it doesn't keep eating people's time?
We already have most of the documentation provided by Pierre de Philippis, who was the summer student.
And he's documented.
Yes, and his output is brilliant. So we can now search for people with Carbon API knowledge.
Okay.
And of course, the we can also we are also trying to get current developers who are not Mac aware to get them working on Mac. I think these are two ways, and we have to try both.
Yeah. So, I've been really interested in the Mac course, and I was really driving the Ed Pedlin and Patrick Ruby when they were first working on the Mac port when I was working at Sun. And I'm really interested in helping in terms of evangelism and understanding how we can help. And what are the other ways we can come? So that's why I was asking you what are the sort of technical barriers that we need to overcome. On the evangelism front, I know that it's not a play for Sun microsystems. So the Mac port isn't something that Sun is invested in doing. But when I talk to the media at any time, and in the past when I worked on Open Office, I talked to the press. And even just like 2 weeks ago, I was in California, and I talked to somebody who was in the media, and they just said, I don't use Open Office, period, because it doesn't work well on the Mac. And literally everybody in the media uses a Mac. So just from a sort of a political thing, once as a port of Open Office gets Mac Live, you also get a lot more attention. I personally want it for selfish reasons because I'm a Mac user. But he also said, just when you're ready, going out to all of these Mac mailing lists and starting to ask the question there and try to attract more developers on these various lists to come and join Open Office. But I wanted to ask the documentation question first because that had always been a barrier when they came to the project. They got lost, they went around cycles, and then they just.
This is the reason we have to try both ways, and we have to try attracting current Open Office developers first.
Right.
At least I think it is more important because they have the knowledge of DCL and other stuff we need to get where we are right now.
No, you guys have done a great job.
Thank you. But it could be better.
There's a ways to go.
Okay, thank you very much.